Yes, we go to Bali again. I already shared this on Instagram and I thought, okay, let's record a podcast about this update as well. So we live now in Antwerp in Belgium. We moved here 6 months ago, so we live in the city again. And for people who already know me, I lived in Amsterdam for 8 years. I sustained my concussion in Amsterdam. So before the concussion, I had a very active life. I had a social life, very busy. I went to the gym many times. I worked 5 days a week. So I was always very busy. And then Amsterdam is perfect. But after sustaining a concussion, the city just was too noisy, too big, too many people. And I mostly stayed at home because outside there were just too many impressions that I couldn't handle. So after this concussion for a long time, I thought, okay, this will change when I am better. I will like Amsterdam again. But I was done waiting and I decided to move away from the city. So we are now in the city again in Antwerp because I thought, okay, I'm feeling better. Maybe I like the city again. And I want to try this with my boyfriend, but he's not a city person as well. And I realized that I really want to be more surrounded with nature. And right now we are looking at the roads every day. The traffic is stuck on this road every day. It just is not a nice feeling to be in a crowded place every time, because sometimes I like crowded places, but sometimes I really love to be in nature, and when you are living in nature, you can decide yourself when you want to visit a busy city, right? But now when you're living in the middle of it, it's hard to escape. So we decided we don't want to live here anymore. We don't want to live in the city anymore because we are both working from home and having a small apartment together, two people always home is sometimes really hard to handle. So we are really looking for a place where we can live more outside, where the weather is a lot better. Just more with a bigger garden as well. So as we are both a big fan of Bali, and Bali has a lot of nature, beaches, nice weather, perfect foods. You can surf there, which is really one of my favorite things to do. And I really want to do this again. We decided to go to Bali again. For people who know me and who are following me for a longer period of time, they know that last year I went to Bali with my boyfriend as well. But it wasn't the best time for us. I wasn't feeling very well. I dealt with a lot of anxiety during that time. And I started to have panic attacks as well. I'm much better right now. But during that time, everything was just too much for me. And besides that, we stayed in a place. It was a very beautiful place, but it was a project from my boyfriend's work, and he needed to be there. But there was just so much construction going on in the house, around the house. There were these people who were taking care of the land and everything. And it's beautiful to see, but I couldn't manage all the sounds during that time. It was just too much for me. And that was just not the best place for us to be. It was in a busier area. But we couldn't leave because of my boyfriend's work. But this time it will be different because we are renting a place which isn't in a crowded area. It's more in nature. It's located, for the people who know Bali, it's located in Nyanji. And it's in a local village. So there is not this big noise of the tourist area and everything. So we think this is much better. And if we don't like the place, of course, we can move on to another place. So this time we are more free when it comes to that. And I am not dealing with the anxiety anymore. So that's a positive thing. And that's why we think, okay, let's give this another try, because last time wasn't a perfect try. So we hope this time it will be different. And if it's not different, we can move to another place. I like to go on an adventure. I like to move around different countries. I'm used to this as well. So for me, it's like a fun adventure. And let's see if we like it. If we don't like it, no worries at all. We see how it will go. And I am a big fan of this quote because this is so true. So the quote, if a flower doesn't bloom, fix the environment, not the flower. And this is really so accurate also for people with a concussion. If you don't feel great in the place where you live, the home, or if it's too noisy, if you just don't feel well, why not moving? Why don't explore another place? There are so many different places on this earth where you can stay, and which maybe is better for you where you feel better as well. So I'm a big fan of trying new things. So this is basically why we go there. Also the reason that Indonesia is just the cost of living is very low, well, lower than here in Europe or in Antwerp. So that's a big plus as well, because right now sometimes I feel, well, not say stressed, but I feel this pressure to earn enough money, because we have to pay rent. And of course we pay rent in Bali as well, but it's not that much as here in Antwerp. And the same for things like going out for lunch, groceries, things like that are very expensive here. So that's one of the things that one of the reasons why we are moving to or going to Bali as well. And this is a question that I get a lot from people, mostly people with concussions from on Instagram, for example, or members of the community. And they ask, okay, but how can I make the decision to go to another place? Will it be a good choice or not? You can really think about this yourself as well, because I always think, okay, you don't have that much to lose, right? So you can also rent out your apartment. So in case you are not happy with a change, you can move back, or just leave everything behind. Maybe it's the best choice of your life. So if you are right now at a place you don't like, you don't feel well enough, why not moving to another place? I'm a big fan of this. And there is mostly nothing to lose. So most of the time it's only fear that is holding you back. But look at what can happen and how great you can feel at this new place, right? So so most of the people, they pay also a high rent and they feel, okay, I can't work. So I want to move to a place that is less expensive, or surrounded by nature as well. So for people who follow me, they know that I went to Asia 1.5 years after my accident, because I lived in Amsterdam and it was too busy. I had so many social obligations and it was just driving me crazy. And I just thought, okay, I need a break from all this, all treatments, all people, the busy city. So I decided to rent out my place for 6 months and I went to Asia. I stayed mostly in those quiet areas which are surrounded by nature. I went to the beach every day, and that was my way of dealing with a concussion, because I really needed that break. And I see so many people trying to heal as fast as possible. And of course, I was the same person, because of course we want to have our normal life back, right? But when you take a break from something, from everything, this could be something that you, maybe that's the only thing you need at this time. Because running and trying new things over and over again, staying in this loop of hurrying, stress and everything, this can really affect your recovery as well. So I'm also a big fan of just taking a huge break in between. This gives so much clarity you maybe move forward even more than focusing on everything and try to control everything. So if you feel right now very overwhelmed and the feeling you don't want to try new treatments, you feel tired, I can really recommend to take a break. And it doesn't mean you have to go to Asia or to another country. It can also be at your home, but sometimes a break can do a lot. So that's just what I wanted to mention. So far my update about us moving to Bali. So we are going on March 21st and we fly from Amsterdam, and I'm still doubting about which chair I need to choose. I shared this on Instagram in my stories because I picked a chair, I think at the back of the airplane, and many people told me, no, don't pick that chair because it's very noisy, there are the toilets. So I moved my chair, I think, around 8 times again, and I'm still not sure. I thought about moving it more to the front so I can sit next to the emergency exit, but there is also the area for children, and I don't want to sit next to children. So if you have this great idea about picking the perfect chair in perfect seat in an airplane, let me know. I can really need some advice when it comes to this. Okay, I'll stop talking. Again, if you want to join this community, I would love to welcome you there. In this community are many classes, many courses, all provided by concussion experts to provide you from the right knowledge to move forward. And there is an active community as well. I am there almost every day to respond to your messages, to motivate you, to help you, and of course all the other people who sustain the concussion as well. They are in this community. There are around 200 people. So if you want to join, I would love to see you before Sunday midnight, because on Sunday midnight, Eastern time, the doors will close again. So that's it for now. And if you want to have more information about the community, just click on the link in the description. You can find everything there, or you can join from there as well. So I wish you a good day, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really hope this was helpful for you. If it was, and if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, would you maybe do one small thing in return? Leave a short review or thumbs up on YouTube? The more reviews this podcast will get, the easier it is for other people to find this podcast and to feel less alone and lost in their journey. Oh, and one last thing. I would love it if you share a helpful episode on Instagram in a post or in a story and tag the concussion community in it. Or you can always send me a direct message. I love to see who is listening. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you next time.